alabamos, Jesús.
We glorify your name, oh God.
Te damos gloria, oh Dios.
We worship you in this place, oh God.
Te adoramos en este lugar.
It is so wonderful to be in the presence of God tonight.
Es maravilloso estar en la casa esta noche.
It's good to see the people of God all over the house.
Me da gusto ver a las personas en la casa.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. We're going to be in 1 Samuel chapter 13.
Vamos a estar en Primera de Samuel 13.
1 Samuel chapter 13.
Primera de Samuel 13.
Praise God. Beginning in verse 15, and when you have it, say amen.
En el versículo 15 y digan amén.
1 Samuel 13 and verse 15.
Primera de Samuel 13 y 15.
And Samuel arose and got him up from Gilgal unto Gibeah of Benjamin. And Saul numbered the people that were present with him, about 600 men. And Saul and Jonathan his son and the people that were present with them abode in Gibeah of Benjamin. But the Philistines encamped in Michmash. And the spoilers came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned unto the way that leadeth to Ophrah, unto the land of Shual, and another company turned the way to Beth Thoron, and another company turned to the way of the border that looketh unto the valley of Zeboim toward the wilderness. This is what we were talking about on Sunday night.
Esto hablamos el domingo en la noche.
What happened with Gideon?
Lo que pasó con Gedeón.
When the spoilers began to come and take the harvest from him.
Cuando empezaron a venir y robarle su cosecha.
They came to pick off the people of God and the increase that they had.
Vinieron a quitarle el aumento que le dieron al pueblo.
They came to take food and possessions and tools.
Vinieron a quitarle las posesiones, herramientas y cosas del pueblo de Dios.
They were fine with them planting crops and harvesting food and cultivating the land.
Estaba bien que ellos estaban cosechando en la tierra.
But they did not want them to have dominion.
Pero no quería que tenían dominio.
And we've been talking about this for a while now, but to have dominion is to occupy, possess, cultivate, and defend.
Y hemos hablado de esto por mucho tiempo, pero tener dominio es ocupar, defender y cultivar.
The enemy would allow them to occupy and cultivate.
El enemigo les daba el permiso de ocupar y cultivar.
As long as he could come behind and take what they had cultivated.
Mientras él podía venir después y quitarle lo que cultivaron.
He'll let you bring your kids to church.
Él te deja traer a los hijos a la iglesia.
Train them up and raise them.
Y que los enseñas en la casa de Dios.
Develop their talent.
Que desarrolle sus habilidades.
As long as he can come and pick them off after they're developed.
Mientras él pueda venir y quitártelos después.
Somebody's got to get an attitude about that.
Alguien necesita una actitud.
Praise God. I said somebody's got to get an attitude about that.
Alguien necesita agarrar una actitud de eso.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. But all of the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share and his coulter and his axe and his mattocks. Yet they had a file for the mattocks and for the coulters and for the forks and for the axes and to sharpen the goads. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan his son was there found. And the garrison of the Philistines went out to the passage of Michmash. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments on this subject, forged in the fire.
Vamos a predicar forjado en el fuego.
Forged in the fire. Why don't you put your Bibles down and lift up a shout to God?
Pongan sus Biblias a un lado y levanten su voz a
Dios.
Come
on, if you want God to move in this place.
Si quieres que Dios se mueva en este lugar.
Why don't you make a sound in this house that punctures the veil?
Hagan un sonido que rompe el velo.
Jesus minister, Lord.
Jesús ministerio aquí.
God heal, break every chain, Lord.
Sana y rompe cada
loose
cadena,
every
Dios.
Binding thing, oh God.
Rompe todo lo que nos tiene atado.
Heal every disease, Lord.
Sana toda enfermedad.
Break every chain, God.
Rompe toda cadena, Dios.
Come on, somebody praise him for just a moment.
Alguien alábelo por un momento.
God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God tonight.
Dios los bendiga, se pueden sentar.
God has positioned his church for unprecedented revival in these last days.
Dios ha puesto su iglesia en una posición para que tenga avivamiento en grande manera.
God is preparing us for a final thrust of the sickle.
Dios nos está preparando para una última cosecha de la arca.
As I watch what God is doing in other places around the globe,
mientras yo miro lo que Dios está haciendo en otros lugares en el mundo,
I sense that he is doing a work all over the world.
Yo siento que Dios está haciendo una obra en todo el mundo.
He's doing a similar work in a lot of different places.
Está haciendo una obra similar en muchos diferentes lugares.
I am watching as he moves in Sacramento and in Fort Myers and in Durham.
Yo estoy mirando cómo él se mueve en Sacramento, en Fort Myers y en Durham.
I am watching as God moves in Memphis and in other places around the country.
Yo estoy mirando mientras él se mueve en Memphis y en otros lugares del país.
I am watching as God ministers and does a great work in Africa and in Honduras and in India.
Yo estoy observando cómo Dios está haciendo grandes obras en África, en India y en otras partes del mundo.
God is positioning his church for a final end time harvest.
Dios nos está preparando para una cosecha final en estos tiempos finales.
It's happening in areas of dominion we've never seen before.
Está pasando en lugares de dominio que nunca hemos visto antes.
For generations of time, much of the sharpening that has happened for young people and the people of God has happened in public schools and in universities.
En la historia, el desarrollo que ha pasado a los jóvenes ha pasado en las escuelas públicas.
It's happened in Bible colleges run by proponents of false doctrine.
Ha pasado en colegios de Biblia que tienen falsas doctrinas.
But I have watched as God has sharpened the apostolic church.
Pero yo he visto cómo Dios le ha sacado filo a la iglesia apostólica.
As a matter of fact, a pastor in Mississippi right now is building a school in his local church.
Hay un pastor en Mississippi que está edificando una iglesia en su una escuela en su iglesia.
That church is somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 to 100 years old, and for the first time, they are building an apostolic school.
Esa iglesia está tiene 75 100 años y por primera vez están haciendo una escuela.
And so with structures like New Life Academy and how many of you are thankful for New Life Academy tonight?
So estructuras como la Academia de Nueva Vida, ¿cuántos están agradecidos por eso?
And Hope Corps and Wilson University. Do we have any graduates of Hope Corps in the house?
Y Hope Corps y Wilson University.
There are apostolic structures that are shaping people for this end-time revival.
Hay estructuras apostólicas para que están sacándole filo al pueblo para este avivamiento final.
Structures like Bishop Sutton's theology class that's been happening for 20, somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years.
Estructuras como la clase que enseña el obispo el domingo en las mañanas.
We have never been positioned like we are currently to take our world by force.
Nunca hemos tenido esta posición que estamos en la iglesia ahorita para tomar este mundo con fuerza.
God is preparing his people to be at the very tip of the spear in dominion and authority in the earth.
Dios está preparando su iglesia para ser al frente del mundo y tomar este mundo y tener el dominio y autoridad.
God has been sharpening his people in ways that are moving us into unprecedented revival.
Dios ha estado afilando a su pueblo para movernos en una manera que vamos a ver el avivamiento como no lo hemos visto antes.
And I believe that we are entering into a season just like that in the city of Birmingham.
Y yo creo que estamos entrando en una temporada así como esa en Birmingham, Alabama.
God is preparing us to take the city.
Dios nos está preparando para tomar la ciudad.
Praise God. How many of you believe that tonight?
¿Cuántos creen eso esta noche?
If you believe it, praise him like you know that he's going to do it.
Si tú lo crees, alábelo como si tú piensas que ya lo está haciendo. Alguien levante su voz.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Sunday night we talked about the three Hebrew children and Daniel.
El domingo en la noche hablamos de los tres hebreos y Daniel.
When they arrived in Babylon, and in spite of the condition of the nation of Israel, they were spared by Nebuchadnezzar.
Ellos cuando llegaron a Babilonia, sin embargo la situación que estaba Nabucodonosor les dio el pase.
They were spared because they had pedigree, they had last names, they had education.
Ellos tenían la oportunidad, les dio la oportunidad Nabucodonosor porque tenían estudio en su cultura.
There was something about them that was different.
Había algo de ellos que era diferente.
Some things were poured into them.
Hay cosas que fueron puestos adentro de ellos.
Ideas and concepts and principles and times of development.
Ideas y conceptos y principios que en tiempos de desarrollo.
And we have done that around this house for many, many years.
Y hemos hecho eso en esta casa por muchos años.
We've poured into young people.
Hemos puesto cosas adentro de los jóvenes.
There are some special kids sitting on the pews at New Life.
Hay niños especiales sentados en estas bancas.
And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean that in an extraordinary way.
Y yo no miro en esa, digo eso en algo negativo, miro algo eso en extraordinario.
We have young people that have been developed and you've been nurtured and your spirits have been cultivated to do something great in the earth.
Ha habido jóvenes que han sido desarrollados y cultivados y su espíritu está preparado para hacer algo grande en este mundo.
And you can see the markings of breeding and cultivation on young people that have been developed in the house of God.
Y puedes ver la marca que están sobre los jóvenes que han sido desarrollados y tocados por esta doctrina.
This is what Nebuchadnezzar could see about these children. They were children in whom there was no blemish. They were well favored and they were skillful in all wisdom. They were cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had the ability in them to stand in a king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. They had an identity that had been framed in the house of God.
Esto era lo que el rey miró en esos niños que tenían una identidad en la casa de Dios y eran especiales y eran cultivados de una manera que eran diferente que todos los demás que ellos habían mirado.
But there was something about their identity that was not complete yet.
Pero había algo de su identidad que no era completo todavía.
Some things that God would forge in them in Babylon.
Había cosas que Dios forjó adentro de ellos que no los había forjado hasta que ellos entraban en Babilonia.
They were special. They were raised to be priests of God.
Ellos eran especiales, fueron criados para ser sacerdotes.
And now they would be thrust into the fires of refinement in Babylon.
Y ahora iban a ser aventados en el fuego en Babilonia.
The metal around them was soft. It had to be hardened by cultivation, by refinement.
El metal adentro de ellos, alrededor de ellos era suave, pero iba a tener que ser endurecido por un proceso.
They had things that they believed in their mind, but they had not become convictions yet.
Tenían cosas que creían en su mente, pero no se habían convertido en convicciones todavía.
But their beliefs would be tested.
Pero lo que ellos creían iba a ser probado.
Their beliefs would be tried.
Lo que ellos creían iba a ser tentado.
Their beliefs would be tempered by the fire.
Lo que ellos creían iban a ser probado por el fuego.
We talked about the fact that their primary identity was taken from them.
Hablamos de que su identidad primaria fue robada de ellos.
Their names were changed.
Sus nombres fueron cambiados.
Imagine that young person.
Imagínate de eso, joven.
Imagine if your name was taken from you.
Imagínate que te quiten tu nombre.
Their identity was stolen away.
Su identidad fue robada.
Even their sexuality was taken from them.
Hasta su sexualidad fue robada.
They lost their capacity to reproduce.
Perdieron la capacidad de reproducir.
They were made eunuchs in Babylon.
Fueron hechos eunucos en Babilonia.
Their religion and their language and their country were taken from them.
Su religión y su país y su cultura fue robada.
Their parents were taken from them.
Sus padres fue quitados.
The temple was gone and the word of God was gone.
El templo ya no estaba y la palabra de Dios ya no estaba.
And in a lot of ways they were starting from scratch.
Y en muchas maneras estaban pensando del principio.
Praise God. All of this happened in Babylon.
Todo esto sucedió en Babilonia.
Praise God. And you can understand if you consider the fate of these young men.
Y puedes entender si consideras el destino de estos jóvenes.
Why they would hang their harps on the willows.
¿Por qué colgaron sus arpas sobre los sauces llorones?
Why they would ask the question, how can we sing a song in a strange land?
Cuando hacían la pregunta, ¿cómo podemos cantar una canción en tierra extraña?
You see, it's in refinement that the enemy begins to get leverage in our lives.
Es cuando están en el proceso de refinar que el enemigo empieza a avanzar.
Where he begins to get leverage in our minds and in our imagination.
Donde el enemigo empieza a tomar un lugar en nuestra mente y en la imaginación.
Where we begin to ask the question, if it be so, why am I thus?
Empezamos a hacer la pregunta, si es así, ¿por qué estoy así?
Can I tell you that the classroom can give the principles to you?
Te puedo decir que la clase te puede dar los principios a ti.
The classroom can prepare you conceptually and intellectually.
La clase te puede preparar en concepto y en intelecto.
But there is a spatial difference between your mind and your heart.
Pero hay una espacio de diferencia entre tu corazón y tu mente.
And there are seasons of our life where that space can literally feel like miles away.
Y hay una temporadas en nuestras vidas donde ese espacio tal vez se siente millas de lejos.
They knew the Torah.
Ellos conocían la Torah.
They knew the doctrine.
Conocían la doctrina.
They had the correct last name.
Tenían el apellido correcto.
They had a religious structure.
Tenían la estructura religiosa.
They had Hebrew ethnicity.
Tenían la cultura de hebreos.
They had pedigree and breeding and intelligence.
Tenían la inteligencia y todo lo que ocupaban.
But they had never passed through the fire.
Pero nunca habían pasado por el fuego.
They were structured correctly.
Tenían la estructura correcta.
But the heat had never been turned up.
Pero el fuego no había sido prendido para arriba.
The circumstances were not yet ideal for them to become tempered in the fire.
La circunstancia todavía no era ideal para que ellos fueran tentados en el fuego.
They were taught to pray in Israel.
Ellos les enseñaron a orar en Israel.
They were taught to worship in Israel.
Ellos les enseñaron a adorar en Israel.
But there's something that happens for us.
Pero hay algo que sucede.
When circumstances put us in a place,
cuando la circunstancia nos pone en un lugar,
where the only thing we know to do is pray.
Donde lo único que sabemos hacer es orar.
There are circumstances that can happen in our lives.
Hay circunstancias que pasan en nuestras vidas.
Where the only thing that we know to do is to cry out to God.
Donde lo único que sabemos es clamar a Dios.
So there's a point in our life.
So hay un punto en la vida.
There's a point in Daniel's life.
Hay un punto en la vida de Daniel.
There's a point in Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego.
Hay un punto en la vida de Shadrach, Meshach y Abednego.
Where circumstances begin to conspire against them.
Donde las circunstancias empiezan a pelear con ellos.
That are seeking to steal away their spiritual life.
Y quieren robarle su vida espiritual.
And it is there that they begin to fall in love with prayer.
Y es en ese momento donde se enamoran con la oración.
It's there where their fidelity to worship is tested.
Es ahí donde su fidelidad está probada.
It's in the refining fires of God.
Es en el fuego de Dios.
With everything around them standing up against them.
Cuando todo alrededor de ellos pelea contra ellos.
Where they learn to pray like they had never prayed before.
Donde aprenden a orar como nunca han orado antes.
It's in a place like that where they learn conviction.
Es un momento ahí donde aprenden la convicción.
It's in the face of pressure to pray to another God.
Es en la fe de sentir la presión de orar a otro Dios.
That Daniel made a commitment to pray to God like he had never prayed before.
Y Daniel hizo un pacto orar con a Dios como nunca orado
antes.
There's
something that is forged on the inside of us.
Hay algo que es forjado adentro de uno.
When all of the political structures begin to conspire against us.
Donde toda la estructura política empieza a pelear contra ti.
When all of the circumstances around us begin to push back against us.
Donde todas las circunstancias empiezan a pujar para atrás.
Nothing will make you pray like a pit of lions.
Nada te va a hacer orar como el pozo de los leones.
Something is forged in that kind of place.
Algo es forjado en un lugar como ese.
That's what happened with Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah.
Es lo que pasó con Hananiah and Mishael y
Azariah. The king made a decree.
El rey hizo un decreto.
He knew that he could create enough pressure.
Él sabía que podía crear suficiente presión.
He knew that he could rise up against them and stand in the face of their convictions.
Él sabía que se podía parar y en la cara de su convicción.
But can I tell you that they weren't convictions yet?
Pero te puedo decir que no eran convicciones todavía.
It was something that had been taught in Sunday school.
Era algo que fue enseñado en la escuela dominical.
Something that had been modeled in youth classes.
Algo que fue en patrón en las clases de jóvenes.
Something that had been seen on display in church.
Algo que fue mirado en la iglesia.
Can I tell you that kids learn to play church?
Te puedo decir que los niños aprenden a jugar a la iglesia.
By coming to the house of God.
Cuando vienen a la iglesia.
They learn to play church.
Ellos aprenden a jugar a la iglesia.
By coming and dancing up in the front.
Cuando vienen y danzan acá enfrente.
And we're thankful for the opportunity for them to come into the house of God.
Y apreciamos la oportunidad que ellos puedan venir aquí.
It's like the story that Shirley Caesar told.
Es como la historia que cantó.
About her and her brothers and sisters and how they would play church.
De ella y sus hermanos que jugaban en la iglesia.
How many of you played church when you were a kid?
¿Cuántos jugaban a la iglesia cuando eran chiquitos?
You played baptizing people in the bathtub.
Jugaban a las bautizar a las personas en la tina.
You played have an altar call.
Jugaban en el altar.
Yeah, you play church.
Cuando juegan a la iglesia.
And they'd stand up on that box and they would stand behind that podium and they would play preach. She said her mama used to get on to them because they would play church. And one day they were out in the yard.
Y un día estaban en la yarda.
And they were playing church.
Y estaban jugando a la iglesia.
And her sister ran in and said, "Mama Shirley's playing church again."
Y su hermana corrió y dice, "Hey, está jugando la iglesia otra vez."
And her mama looked out the window.
Y ella salió de la ventana.
And she saw those tears running down her face.
Y miró las lágrimas que estaban saliendo de
She
su...
saw her speaking in that heavenly language.
Y la miró que estaba hablando en otro idioma.
She said, "Baby, Shirley's not playing church
y
no
dice,
more."
No, ella ya no está jugando la iglesia.
Shirley's having church.
Ella está teniendo la iglesia.
Can I tell you, there's got to be a place.
Tiene que haber un lugar.
Where you come to the house of God.
Donde vienes a la casa de Dios.
You've been doing it all of your life.
Tú lo has hecho toda tu vida.
But it's not play anymore.
Pero ya no estás jugando.
Because something's been forged on the inside of you.
Porque algo fue forjado dentro de ti.
And it's not a game anymore.
Y ya no es un juego.
It's not just a social thing anymore.
No nomás es algo social.
It's not something we do just recreationally.
No es algo que nomás hacemos para jugar.
But we understand that heaven and hell is at stake.
Pero entendemos que esto es algo del cielo
and
y el infierno.
Lives are at stake.
Y las vidas están en
and
juego.
Destinies are at stake.
Y el destino está en arena.
And it makes that trek from the head down to the heart.
Y hace ese viaje de la cabeza
and
al corazón.
And it becomes something that is everything to you.
Y se convierte en algo que es todo para
Come on,
ti.
Somebody praise him for just a moment.
Alguien alábelo por un momento.
I remember that one of those moments for me.
Yo me acuerdo en esos momentos para mí.
I remember at 7 years old hearing the voice of God.
A los 7 años escuchar la voz de Dios.
One day you're going to be a preacher.
Una vez va a ser un predicador.
I remember arguing with God. Anybody ever argue with God?
Yo me acuerdo pelear con Dios. ¿Alguien ha discutido con Dios?
I said, "God, I can't preach."
Dije, "Dios, yo no puedo predicar."
I was surrounded by a culture and a family.
Yo estaba rodeado por una cultura y una familia.
If I gave you all the things that were happening that I wasn't even aware of at the time.
Si te digo una lista de todas las cosas que estaban sucediendo en ese tiempo.
It would read like a book on sociological dysfunction.
Se leía como un libro que en las disfunciones sociales.
I was at my grandmother's house.
Estaba en la casa de mi mamá.
There was all kind of foolishness happening.
Y había pasando cosas malas en la casa de mi
There
abuela.
Was all kinds of chaos happening around me.
Había mucho caos alrededor de mí.
Some things had been preached into me.
Hay cosas que fueron predicadas adentro de mí.
Some things had been taught to me in Sunday school.
Cosas que me enseñaron en la escuela dominical.
But I was 2 weeks on a vacation to my grandmother's house.
Pero estaba 2 semanas en vacación a mi abuela.
Surrounded by alcoholism and drug addiction and all kinds of dysfunction.
Y estaba rodeado por el alcoholismo y toda clase de disfunción.
Mama and daddy were back in Birmingham.
Mamá y papá estaban en Birmingham.
And I was in the back room at my grandmother's house.
Y yo estaba en el cuarto de atrás en la casa de mi abuela.
And I was surrounded by dysfunction.
Y estaba rodeado con disfunción.
But God started to speak to me.
Pero Dios empezó hablar conmigo
and tell me that one day you're going to be a preacher of the gospel.
Y me dijo, un día vas a predicar el evangelio.
Something was being forged in my life.
Algo estaba siendo forjado en mi vida.
Surrounded by darkness.
Rodeado con la oscuridad.
Surrounded by dysfunction.
Rodeado con la disfunción.
Can I tell you, young person?
¿Te puedo decir, joven?
I don't care how dark your world
no
is.
Me importa qué tan oscuro es tu
I don't
mundo.
Care how dysfunctional your home is.
No me importa la disfunción.
Right now. You feel like your identity is being stolen.
Sientes como que tu identidad te la
están robando. You feel like you don't have the advantage that anybody else has.
Sientes que no tienes la ventaja
Can
de los demás.
Can I tell you that the devil is a liar?
Te puedo decir que el diablo es un mentiroso.
He's the father of lies.
Y es el padre de las mentiras.
He's come to steal and kill and destroy.
Él ha venido a robar, matar y destruir.
But God has come to give you life.
Pero Dios ha venido a venirte a dar vida.
More abundantly.
Y eso en abundancia.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It's one thing to hear it taught in a Sunday school class.
Es una cosa tener la clase dominical.
But it's another thing to be surrounded by dysfunction.
Pero es otra cosa ser rodeado con disfunción.
And to begin to hear the voice of God.
Y empezar a escuchar la voz de Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I remember having one of those conviction moments.
Yo me acuerdo que tuve esa convicción una
vez. I've told this story before.
He dicho esa historia antes.
But I remember starting to walk out the door of the apartment.
Yo me acuerdo ver saliendo, empezando a salir del
apartamento. My family had already exited the apartment.
Mi familia ya se había salido de ese apartamento.
But I remember going and hiding under the bed and crying.
Pero yo me acuerdo que fui y me escondí abajo de la cama.
My mama came looking for me.
Y mi mamá vino a buscarme.
She said, "Boy, go get in the car. What are you doing?"
Dice, niño, ve, vete al cuarto, al carro, ¿qué estás haciendo?
It was in that same season of time where God was calling me.
Fue en esa temporada donde Dios me estaba llamando.
And she found me crying. She said, "What's wrong with you?"
Y ella me encontró llorando y dice, me preguntó, ¿qué pasa?
I said, "Mama, I'm wearing these shorts and I feel naked."
Dice, "Mama, tengo estos shorts y me siento encuerado."
And she realized she had discernment.
Y ella se dio cuenta, tenía de dónde decir, ¿no?
Brother Warren, she realized that God was giving me convictions.
Hermano Warren se dio cuenta que Dios me estaba dando convicción.
Can I tell you, it's still the kind of day.
Te puedo decir, aún es el día.
Where apostolic young people need to have some personal convictions.
Donde los jóvenes apostólicos tienen convicciones personales.
I don't care how dysfunctional your family is.
No me importa la disfunción que tienes en tu familia.
I don't care how dysfunctional your home is.
No me importa los problemas en tu
hogar. God can still put some personal convictions down on the inside of you.
Dios puede darte convicciones personales adentro.
Preaching about being forged in the fire.
Predicando de forjado en el fuego.
Praise God. There's a point where you begin to realize that this stuff is real.
Hay un punto donde te das cuenta que esto es verdadero.
When you begin to go out into your world and you see the dysfunction.
Donde sales al mundo y miras la disfunción.
And you see the darkness and the chaos.
Y miras la oscuridad y el caos.
When you see the conflict.
Donde miras el conflicto.
And you see the divorce rates.
Y miras el divorcio.
You realize that no matter how bad the pressure is on the inside.
Te das cuenta que no importa la presión de afuera.
The world is going crazy.
El mundo está loco.
The world is losing its mind.
El mundo está perdiendo su mente.
It's not a day for the people of God to lose their convictions.
No es un día para que el pueblo pierda su convicción.
It's not a day for the church to lower its standards.
No es un día que la iglesia baje sus reglas.
It's not a day for the church to throw out the old path.
No es un día que la iglesia eche el camino para
but
atrás.
It's a day for another generation to stand up.
Pero es un día que otra generación se pare.
And say, "God, forge this on the inside of
y
me."
Y que diga, "Dios, forjó esto adentro
God
de mí."
Burn these convictions down on the inside
Dios puso
of me.
Estas convicciones adentro de mí.
God, give me the courage to preach.
Dios, dame el valor para predicar.
To a generation that doesn't want a preacher.
A una generación que no quiere
give
un predicador.
Give me the courage to stand in the middle of a world that's
dame el valor
filled
de pararme
sinking
en un mundo que está parado.
Praise God. Praise God. At some point, there has to be a moment when.
En algún punto tiene que haber un momento.
The switch is flipped in your mind.
Donde el botón es apresionado en tu mente.
So these boys are in Babylon.
So estos niños están en Babilonia.
And they're surrounded by dysfunction and chaos.
Y están rodeados con disfunción y caos.
The king looks at them finally in the plains of Dura.
El niño los mira, el rey siempre los mira en el plano de Dura.
And he said, "I noticed that you didn't bow."
Y dice, "Me doy cuenta que tú no te arrodillaste."
You say, "Well, I don't know if I have the courage to do that."
Dices, yo no sé si tengo el valor de hacer eso.
You don't know what you have the courage to do.
Tú no sabes el valor que tienes.
Until you're thrust into the moment.
Hasta que eres aventado en el momento.
See, courage isn't the absence of fear.
El valor no es que no tengas miedo.
It's the constancy to purpose in the face of fear.
El valor es que te puedas pelear contra aunque tengas miedo.
David said, "At what time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord."
David dijo, cuando tengo miedo, voy a confiar en el Señor.
He said, "Some trust in chariots."
Algunos confían en carros.
And some in horses.
Y otros en caballos.
But we will remember the name of the Lord
our God. Pero nosotros vamos a acordarnos del nombre del Señor.
For the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
El nombre del Señor es una torre fuerte.
The righteous run in and are saved.
Corre y es salvo.
See, you don't know how strong a tower it is.
Tú no sabes qué tan fuerte está esa torre.
Until you're running for your life.
Hasta que corres por tu vida.
You don't know how powerful convictions can be.
No sabes qué tan poderosa es la convicción.
Until you are faced with a moment of decision.
Hasta que tienes un momento con
until
decisión.
Until all hell is breaking loose in your life.
Hasta que todo el infierno se rompe
en
tu vida.
I'm not gonna bow.
Y dices, no me voy a arrodillar.
I'm not gonna bend.
No me voy a doblar.
I'm not gonna back up.
No me voy a echar para atrás.
I'm not gonna capitulate.
No voy a rendirme.
I'm gonna stand for God.
Me voy a parar.
I'm gonna stand for righteousness.
Y voy a pararme por la justicia.
I'm gonna stand for truth.
Y voy a pararme por la verdad.
Praise God. Now the attention shifts.
Y ahora la atención es cambiada.
They thought they had gotten away with it.
Pensaban que ya tenían la victoria.
They thought that they had flown under the radar.
Pensaban que volaron abajo de la atención.
But now the attention of the leadership of this great nation is focused upon them.
Pero ahora la atención de este gran liderazgo está sobre ellos.
Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them,
Nabucodonosor habló con ellos y dijo,
Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do you not serve my gods?
¿Es verdad
nor
eso?
Worship the golden image which I have set up.
¿Es verdad eso que no sirven al Dios que yo puse?
Now if ye be ready that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut, psaltery and dulcimer and all kinds of music, you know as an apostolic what music you're supposed to be listening to and where you're supposed to worship and what you're supposed to worship to. And so they're in this moment of conflict, and it's the anvil and the hammer of God beating on them. You see, it feels like it's Nebuchadnezzar, but it's not Nebuchadnezzar. God is forging their convictions in their life. God is passing them through the fire. Praise God. If you don't worship, you're going to be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
Si tú no adoras esa misma hora, te vamos a aventar al fuego.
And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?
¿Y quién es ese Dios que te va a librar de mis manos?
They've never seen God prove himself to them before.
Nunca Dios se ha probado para ellos antes.
They've heard the stories.
Han escuchado las historias.
They've had through oral tradition the stories passed on to them.
Han tenido por las voces de sus maestros pasado la historia.
They've heard the stories of God's provision in previous generations.
Han escuchado la historia de provisión en
generaciones antes. How God had done many mighty works.
Como Dios ha hecho muchas grandes.
But now they're in a moment.
Pero ahora están en un momento
of decision.
De decisión.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And they answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Were they afraid? Yes.
Ahora te responden al rey.
Did they feel trepidation? Yes.
Tenían miedo, sí.
If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats and all their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Praise God. It's one thing to have a message. It's one thing to be taught. It's another thing altogether to be refined by the fires of God.
Es una cosa tener un mensaje y es otra cosa tener la lección, pero es otra cosa ser refinado por el mensaje de Dios.
And I'm preaching to a generation.
Le estoy predicando una generación.
That is a generation upon whom the ends of the age has come.
Es una generación en el tiempo finales han venido.
And I'm here to tell you
y le vengo a decir
that God is calling a generation.
Que Dios está llamando una generación.
Not one that just has the word in their head.
No una que nomás tiene la palabra en su cabeza.
But who's been passed through the fires of refinement.
Pero que han pasado por el fuego de refinamiento.
That says, "Oh King, live forever."
Que dicen, oh rey, vive para siempre.
Heat the fire as much as you want to heat it.
Calienten el fuego lo más que quieras.
But we're not gonna bow.
Pero no nos vamos a arrodillar.
We're not gonna bend.
No nos vamos a doblar.
We're not going to break.
No nos vamos a quebrar.
We're just going to trust God to see if God won't answer.
Nomás vamos a confiar en Dios a ver si no responde.
Come on, does anybody have a conviction tonight?
¿Alguien tiene una convicción esta noche?
Does anybody want to walk in demonstration?
¿Alguien quiere caminar en demostración?
And power.
Y poder.
And authority.
Y autoridad.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The men who threw him in.
Los hombres que lo aventaron.
Their garments were burned.
Sus ropas fueron quemadas.
Praise God. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent.
Porque el mandato del rey era urgente.
And the furnace exceeding hot.
Y el fogón bien caliente.
I'm preaching to some people tonight.
Estoy predicando a alguien esta noche.
That God has been ratcheting up the pressure.
Que Dios ha aumentado la presión.
That you are feeling the effects of being a part of an end-time generation.
Y sientes los efectos de ser parte del gran avivamiento.
The furnace was exceeding hot.
El fogón era caliente.
The flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego.
Los fuegos mataron a los que aventaron a esos varones.
And these three men.
Y estos tres hombres.
Fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
Se cayeron atados en el medio de ese fogón.
Everything that they had been taught.
Todo lo que fue enseñado.
All the instruction that they had received.
Toda la instrucción que ellos recibieron.
Everything that they had been taught in Sunday school.
Todo lo que le enseñaron en la escuela dominical.
Everything that they had heard of God by the Torah.
Todo lo que han escuchado de Dios por el Torah.
All of that was passing through the fire.
Todo eso estaba pasando por el fuego.
And then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished.
Y luego el rey estaba atónito.
And rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors.
Y se paró con rapidez.
Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?
Y dice, ¿no echamos tres al fuego?
They answered and said unto the king, True, O king.
Y dijeron, sí, es cierto, rey.
He answered and said, Lo.
Él dijo, mira.
I see four men loose.
Yo miro cuatro sueltos.
Walking in the midst of the fire.
Caminando en el medio del fuego.
Can I tell this generation?
Le puedo decir a esta generación.
That God wants all of that He's given you.
Que Dios quiere todo lo que te ha dado.
To pass through the fire.
Que pase por el fuego de la fuego.
But on the other side of the fire,
pero al otro lado del fuego,
is a level of demonstration.
Hay un nivel de demostración.
Is a level of anointing.
Un nivel de unción.
Is a level of power.
Un nivel de poder.
You've never seen before.
Que nunca has visto antes.
I'm not interested in being a powerless generation.
No estoy interesado en no tener poder.
I want my convictions.
Yo quiero mis convicciones.
To pass through the fire.
Que pasen por el fuego.
I want God to take my marriage.
Yo quiero que Dios tome mi matrimonio.
And let it pass through the fire.
Y que pase por el fuego.
I want God to take my ministry.
Yo quiero que Dios tome mi ministerio.
And pass it through the fire.
Y lo pase por el fuego.
God take this church.
Dios toma esta iglesia.
And pass it through the fire.
Y pásala por el fuego.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
There are people who have gone through hell.
Hay personas que pasaron por el infierno.
You've gone through seasons of disappointment.
Has pasado por temporadas de desarrollo.
You've been through the fire.
Has pasado por el fuego.
But I don't smell smoke.
Pero yo no huelo humo.
I said you've been through the fire.
Dije, pasaste por el fuego.
But the smell of smoke is not on your garment.
Pero el olor del humo no está en tu ropa.
You've been through a season that made other people bitter.
Pasaste una temporada donde amargó a otras personas.
But you've forgiven and loved anyway.
Pero tú has perdonado y amado de todos modos.
You've been through seasons.
Tú pasaste por temporadas.
Where you broken your own heart.
Donde tu propio corazón fue quebrado.
But you didn't give up on God.
Pero no te dividiste en Dios.
Somebody say I went through the fire.
Alguien dije yo pasé por el fuego.
But I didn't get burned.
Pero no me quemé.
I passed through the flood.
Yo pasé por el diluvio.
But I did not drown.
Pero no me ahogué.
God must be ready to do something in my life.
Dios está listo para hacer algo en mi vida.
God's ready to break open revival.
Dios va a romper el avivamiento.
God's ready to loose the prison doors.
Dios va a soltar la cárcel.
God's ready to burn Dios, the bindings off of me.
Dios va a quemar lo que me está atarrando.
Come on, I need somebody to shake yourself tonight.
Necesito alguien que se sacude esta noche.
Shake off the bindings.
Sacuda lo que te tiene atado.
In the fire.
En el fuego.
Shake. Somebody needs to kick the prison door.
Alguien patea la cárcel.
I should kick the prison door.
Dije patea la cárcel.
Some people here, your finances went through the fire.
Personas aquí, sus finanzas pasaron por el fuego.
But you made it through.
Pero pasaste.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And look at you on the other side.
Y ahora, en el otro lado, te estás mirando.
Yeah, reevaluate.
Sí, nosotros evaluamos
where you are against the last season.
¿Dónde estabas por la temporada antes?
Why do you think God's blessing your finances now?
¿Por qué piensas que Dios te está bendiciendo ahorita?
Because when you didn't have enough,
porque cuando no tenías suficiente,
you still paid your tithes.
¿Aún pagaste tus diezmos?
And you still gave to the kingdom.
Y aún diste al reino.
And you still funded the building program.
Y aún diste al programa.
Your finances went through the fire.
Tus finanzas pasaron por el fuego.
But on the other side of
pero
the
en el otro lado del fuego,
God's going to give it to you good measure.
Dios te lo va a dar en buena medida.
Pressed down.
Presurado.
Shaken together.
Sacudido.
And running over.
Y rebosijando.
How many people right now in your life you are living in a season of financial blessing?
¿Cuántas personas ahorita viven en una temporada de bendiciones financieras?
How many of you God is doing things financially that you've never seen him do in your life before?
¿Cuántos Dios ha hecho cosas en tu vida que nunca has visto que haga antes?
You know what God's getting us ready to do?
¿Sabe lo que Dios nos está preparando?
God's getting us ready to pay off this building.
Dios está listo para pagar este edificio.
I'm just telling you what I feel.
Yo nomás te digo lo que siento.
I keep hearing all over the country.
Sigo escuchando en el país.
God is erasing debt for churches.
Está borrando la deuda para las iglesias.
And this is why he's doing it.
Y es por eso que lo está haciendo.
He's doing it because he wants to put the sickle in the ground one more time.
Es porque una vez más quiere tener otra cosecha.
I heard a preacher preaching just last night.
Escuché un predicador anoche.
Across the country.
En todo el país.
And he said he fell asleep. His wife was driving.
Dice que se durmió y su esposa estaba manejando.
And he had a dream.
Y tuvo un sueño.
And he was standing in front of a church.
Y estaba parado enfrente de una iglesia.
And he was preaching to a church that God had erased their debt.
Y le estaba predicando a una iglesia que Dios borró la deuda.
And he was preaching in a church where he said, "This is the church that I was preaching to."
Estaba predicando en la iglesia y dice, "Esta fue la que
prediqué." But he said, "God told me He's given me this word for churches all over the United States."
Pero Dios me dio esta palabra para todas las iglesias en Estados Unidos.
He said, "Not only that."
Dice, no solamente eso.
He said, "But God just erased our church's debt."
Pero Dios acaba de borrar la deuda de mi iglesia.
And he said, "God's going to do it for this church."
Y Dios lo va a hacer para esta iglesia.
But what I felt in my spirit.
Pero lo que yo siento en mi espíritu.
Was going forth.
Mientras la palabra estaba pasando,
is that God's getting this church ready?
Es que Dios está preparando esta iglesia
to erase the debt,
para borrar la deuda,
so that we can go places in revival,
para que podamos ir a lugares
that we've never been before,
donde nunca hemos ido antes.
But your finances,
pero tus finanzas.
Have to be passed through the fire.
Tienen que pasar por el fuego.
Of refinement.
De refinamiento.
Because God wants to see what we do when there's not enough.
Porque Dios quiere ver lo que hacemos cuando no hay suficiente.
I grew up in a house where when there was not enough.
Yo crecí en una iglesia donde no había suficiente.
We were 7 people in a 1200 square foot house.
Éramos 7 personas en una casa pequeña.
A rented house.
Una casa rentada.
On one income.
En un solo cheque.
Because my mama and daddy talked about it.
Porque mi madre y mi padre hablaban de eso.
And they said, you know, it's probably better for mom to be at home with the kids.
Y dicen, ¿sabes qué es mejor que la mamá se quede en casa?
And so we tried to make ends meet.
Lo querían hacer todo trabajar.
And I remember conversations around the house.
Y yo me acuerdo conversaciones en la casa.
When daddy was teaching Bible studies.
Donde papá estaba estudiando estudios bíblicos.
And the Bible study student who didn't have the Holy Ghost.
Y el estudio bíblico que no tenía el
couldn't pay their bills.
Y no podía pagar sus biles.
And they began to cry out to my parents.
Y empezaron a quejarse con su padre.
And mama and daddy helped them pay the bill.
Y mamá y papá le ayudaron a
when we didn't have enough.
Cuando nosotros no teníamos suficiente.
But God kept providing.
Pero Dios estaba proveyendo.
And tonight,
y esta noche,
mama and daddy have two houses
mamá
that
y papá
paid
tienen
off.
Dos casas que ya están pagadas.
What I'm here to tell you is,
lo que te vengo a decir,
when you let your finances pass through the fire,
es cuando tus finanzas pasan por el fuego,
on the other side,
en el otro lado,
God can trust you with a blessing.
Dios te puede confiar con la
praise
bendición.
God. Praise God. believe your marriage passed through the fire.
Yo creo que tu matrimonio pasó por el fuego.
See, when the fire is getting heated up,
cuando el fuego está calentado,
the enemy's telling you it's over.
El enemigo te está diciendo que ya está terminado.
Can I stop and prophesy to the Carr family here tonight?
¿Puedo parar y predicarle a la familia Carr?
God gave David 7 more years.
Dios le dio a David 7 más años.
Praise God. And every time I prayed about David this week,
y cada vez que prediqué por David esta semana,
I would get a spike in the Holy Ghost.
Yo sentí algo en el Espíritu.
God gave him an opportunity
Dios,
to repent.
Dios le dio una oportunidad para arrepentirse.
God gave him a season of repentance.
Dios le dio una temporada de arrepentimiento.
And now David's on the other side doing business with God.
Y ahora Dios, David está en el otro lado negociando con Dios.
But you know what all of that business is really about?
¿Pero sabes qué se trata todo eso?
That business is really about a season of revival.
Eso se trata de una temporada de avivamiento.
And backsliders coming home.
Y los que están alejados van a regresar.
That's what that's really about.
Eso es lo que se trata.
Yeah, God will pass the family through the fire.
Dios pasa a la familia por el fuego.
So that He can bring in a harvest.
Para que pueda traer la cosecha.
The door's open.
La puerta está abierta.
Come on home.
Vengan a la casa.
Come on home.
Vengan a la casa.
Come on, I need somebody to praise God right now.
Necesito que alguien alabe a Dios ahorita.
I need somebody to praise God for
Necesito
a harvest.
Necesito que alguien alabe a Dios.
Come on, somebody give God praise.
Oh, alguien alabe a Dios.
Backsliders are coming home.
Los que alejados del camino
van a
regresar.
God's about to bless people's finances.
Dios va a bendecir tus finanzas.
Praise God. God gave us this building on a hill.
¿Tú creíste que cuando Dios nos dio este edificio,
that it was going to be sunflowers and roses?
Que iba a estar todo bonito.
Did you really think that?
¿Tú realmente pensaste eso?
What do you think the enemy in this city wants?
¿Qué piensas que quiere el enemigo?
He wants what he's always had.
Quiere lo que siempre ha tenido.
He wants the high ground.
Quiere el lugar alto.
He wants the advantage, Brother Warren.
Quiere la ventaja.
But guess what?
Pero que sabes qué?
We were having revival before we had the advantage.
Estábamos teniendo avivamiento antes que tener ventaja.
Because God's the same on the mountaintop.
Porque Dios es el mismo en la montaña.
As He is down in the valley.
Y adentro en el valle.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I've never seen a righteous forsaken.
Nunca he visto al justo desamparado.
Nor his seed a begging bread.
Ni su semilla mendigando pan.
I've been young in this.
Yo he estado esto.
And now I'm a little bit older.
Soy joven y ahora soy viejo.
But I've seen God work on the mountain.
Pero he visto a Dios trabajar en
and
la montaña.
I've seen Him work down in the valley.
Y Dios trabaja en el valle.
I'm not telling you what I think.
Yo no te digo lo que pienso.
I'm not telling you what I've heard.
Yo no te digo lo que he escuchado.
But I'm telling you what I know.
Pero te digo lo que sé.
God's getting ready to do something big.
Dios hacer algo grande.
And He's gonna do it with you.
Y lo va a hacer contigo.
He's gonna do it with your babies.
Y lo va a hacer con tus bebés.
He's gonna do it with your family.
Y con tu familia.
There's a strong man in this city.
Hay un hombre fuerte en la ciudad.
You're not gonna take him with intellect.
Tú no lo vas a llevar con intelecto.
You're not taking the strong man in this city with intelligence.
No vas a vencer al hombre fuerte con inteligencia.
He's fine that you got this building all pretty.
Está bien cuando tienes el edificio bonito.
You're fixing it up for what?
Lo están arreglando por qué?
We're fixing it up to fill it.
Lo estamos arreglando para llenarlo.
We're not stopping here.
No vamos a parar aquí.
This is not the end of the story.
Este no es donde se acaba la historia.
You see, he's fine with us cultivating it.
Él está bien que cultivemos.
He's fine with us recovering the pews.
Él está bien que cubremos los lugares.
And recarpeting the floors.
Y pongamos nueva alfombra.
He's fine with us teaching young people.
Él está bien que enseñemos a los jóvenes.
But he does not want them to pass through the fire.
Pero él no quiere que pasen por el fuego.
Oh, he's going to turn up the heat.
Oh, él va a pasar el prender el fuego.
Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken.
Todo lo que puede ser sacudido va a ser sacudido.
But when the enemy comes in like a flood,
pero cuando el enemigo venga como un diluvio,
the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. No weapon,
ninguna arma,
formed against
forjada contra ti,
is going to prosper.
Va a prosperar.
Everything that rises up against it,
todo lo que se levanta
is
contra
ti,
be
brought low.
Va a ser caído para abajo.
I want every backslider.
Yo quiero que todo alejado.
I want every new convert.
Yo quiero que todo nuevo convertido.
I want every square inch of this city.
Yo quiero cada parte de esta ciudad.
I want God to do it in places we've never considered before.
Yo quiero que Dios lo haga en lugares que nunca hemos considerado.
We're not standing at the gate.
No estamos parados en el portón.
Waiting for the enemy to attack.
Para que el enemigo ataque.
We're going on the offensive.
Vamos a ir a la ofensiva.
We're engaging our families.
Vamos a traer la familia.
And our finances.
Y las finanzas.
And our ministries.
Y el ministerio.
We're going to send our babies.
Vamos a mandar los bebés.
To contend with the enemy.
Para pelear con el enemigo.
At his gate.
En el portón de él.
At his gate.
En su portón.
Praise God. Come on, I want somebody to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost.
Necesito
right
que alguien te ponga a orar ahorita.
I pray that right now God would begin to open up somebody's eyes.
Yo oro que Dios abre los ojos de alguien.
To see what is happening in their life.
Para que vea lo que está sucediendo en su vida.
To see what is coming against their family.
Para que vea lo que está peleando la familia.
And begin to redirect your energy.
Y empieza a dar tu dirección a tu energía.
Toward an adversary.
A un adversario.
That wants to take what God has cultivated.
Que quiere quitar lo que Dios ha cultivado.
And use it for his demonic purpose.
Y usarlo para su propósito demonico.
But the devil is a lie.
Pero el diablo es un mentiroso.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
El reino de Dios sufre
justicia. But the violent.
Pero el violento.
Take it by force.
Lo arrebata.
Come on, do I have a violent person?
Tengo alguien violento en esta casa.
Do I have a violent mama?
¿Tendré alguien una madre
do
violenta?
Do I have a violent daddy?
¿Tendré un padre violento?
Do I have a violent musician?
Necesito un músico que
do
es violento.
Do I have a violent prayer warrior?
Necesito alguien que ore violentamente.
Do I have a violent worshipper?
Necesito un adorador violento.
See, God knows what he's doing.
Dios sabe lo que él está haciendo.
God knows what he's doing.
Dios sabe lo que él está haciendo.
Brother Warren,
hermano Warren,
when you gave that interpretation to tongues,
cuando interpretaste eso,
Dawson, when you gave the tongue,
Dawson, cuando dices las lenguas,
these objects,
estos objetos,
this anvil,
esta cosa aquí,
and this hammer,
y este martillo.
And this sword were in my truck.
Y esta espada estaba en mi troca.
But it was pouring down rain.
Pero estaba lloviendo.
And it just didn't seem like we were going to be able to get all of it out here in time for the service.
Y no parecía que podíamos traer todo para el servicio.
But while you were giving the interpretation,
pero mientras tú lo estabas interpretando,
Sister Malotte was standing in the back.
La hermana Malotte estaba parada atrás.
And she said, while he was giving that interpretation,
y dijo, mientras él lo estaba interpretando,
she had no idea what was in my truck.
Ella no sabía lo que estaba en mi camioneta.
But she said, all I could see,
pero todo lo que podía ver,
was a hammer,
era un martillo,
and an anvil,
y un fierro,
and a sword,
y la espada.
She said, I could, the whole time you were giving the interpretation,
dijo, mientras estaba dando la interpretación,
she had a vision,
ella tenía una visión,
of a sword,
de una espada,
being hammered on by the Spirit.
Y le estaban dando martillazos.
Can I tell you that God knows what He is doing?
Te digo, Dios sabe lo que Él está
you
haciendo.
May not have the answer.
Tú tal vez no tienes la respuesta.
God has a plan.
Pero Dios tiene un plan.
In the fire.
En el fuego.
That's why Jonathan could say.
Es por eso que Jonathan puede decir.
The enemy says,
y el que el enemigo dice.
God's gonna fight the battle.
Dios va a pelear la batalla.
Why? Because he had a weapon to fight.
Porque él tenía un arma para pelear.
He had something that had already passed through the fire.
Tenía algo que ya había pasado por el fuego.
God doesn't need our intellect.
Dios no necesita el intelecto.
God doesn't need our plans and our programs.
Dios no necesita nuestro plan y el programa.
God needs a people.
Dios necesita un pueblo.
Who can get in the spirit?
Que se meta en el espíritu.
God needs a people.
Necesita un pueblo.
Who can become the tip of the spear?
Que se convierta en la punta de la espada.
God needs people who have passed through the fire.
Necesita personas que han pasado por el fuego.
Karasata Sorokosa. I'm preaching to people that you've been mad. Because God didn't do it the way you thought He was going to do it.
Porque Dios no lo hizo como tú pensabas.
God didn't answer that prayer the way you thought He was going to
answer. Dios no respondió esa oración como tú querías.
And God says, I need a people that are angry.
Y Dios necesito, yo necesito un pueblo
about
enojado.
The state of affairs in their city.
De los problemas en esta ciudad.
But can you turn that frustration against God?
Pero podrás esa frustración hacia
back toward the adversary.
Para atrás contra el enemigo.
And say, I'm going up to the high place.
Y decir, yo voy a lugares altos.
And I'm tearing the devil's kingdom
y voy a romper el reino del diablo.
Come on, I'm preaching to somebody tonight.
Estoy predicando a alguien esta noche.
That God is redirecting your attention.
Que Dios está dando, cambiando tu atención.
He's saying, I've got you right where I want
dice,
you.
Yo te tengo donde yo te quiero.
And now I want to use you for my glory.
Y ahora te necesito para mi gloria.
Come on, this altar is open right now.
Este altar está abierto.
There's a calling of the Spirit in this place.
Hay un llamamiento del Espíritu en este lugar.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el
come on, I need the
Jesús.
Church praying right now. I need the church praying right now.
Necesito que la iglesia esté orando.
Rokoshoto la bokosanda. Rashatarabakanda rabasiata. Robokotorobosatarabakasata. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, there is a smith in this house.
Hay un herrero en esta casa.
There's a smith in this house.
Hay un herrero en esta casa.
There's a smith in this house.
Hay un herrero en este hogar.
a sovereign move of the Holy Ghost in this house right now.
Hay movimiento de Dios poderoso en este lugar.
We don't need any spectators in the house. There is a sovereign moving of the Holy Ghost in this house.
Hay un movimiento soberano de Dios aquí.
Some prayer warriors to pray. We've got people praying all over the house.